It's the California Update from KRCB Radio. I'm Mark Prell. A new report by the Public Policy Institute of California shows the gap is wider than ever between upper and lower income families in the state. Sarah Bone with the PPIC says the Great Recession has resulted in a new low in the percentage of middle income families.
The share of California's families who are considered middle income by our definition continued to shrink to below 50%, just below 50% at 49.7% in 2010, compared to over 60% in 1980.
The PPIC examined survey data from the Census Bureau. It found that total income for the median family fell more than 5% between 2007 and 2009. Income then fell an additional 6% between 2009 and 2010. The poorest California families saw the steepest drop in income, more than 21%. Top earners saw a 5% reduction. A new report says many large California corporations are using loopholes and subsidies to minimize their tax obligation to very low levels. The national study comes from several progressive organizations. It looks at more than half of the Fortune 500 companies and finds that 68 of them paid no state corporate income tax in at least one of the last 3 years. Pedro Marias with the California Public Interest Group says it's impossible to tell how much money the state is losing. He says that's because disclosure rules don't require corporations to publicly report which tax breaks they use.
The public has no idea how much money is actually being lost to these huge corporations. And these huge corporations are essentially able to do this because they can afford an army of accountants to manipulate the tax code in their favor.
The report says several California-based corporations like Wells Fargo and Intel paid virtually no state taxes. Find these and other local stories on our NorthBayVoice.org website. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.